You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
Angeles, this is The Startup with Monique Leray, and I'm Monique Leray. Nice to see you on a beautiful Sunday. And we're still at home doing our quarantine thing, but I think very soon we'll be back in the studio. And I can't wait to see my LA Talk Radio family in studio and not at home or in any hotel of the week that I'm in. You guys, we have a really great show today. I'm super excited. We have two amazing entrepreneurs. One you've known for many, many months now, the owner of Michael Solberg Family Wine. She's coming up first. And then we've got a new brand owner of Swiminista. That's going to be really cool to hear about this brand. And they were featured in our swag bag. I want to give a shout out real quick while we're waiting for everybody to kind of link up. I want to give a shout out to all the swag bag sponsors. Last weekend, I was on a replay, guys. I have enough shows to do a couple replays now and then. I was on a set doing I was attempting to be in front of the camera this time and do a fight scene. So some stunts, and it was a great experience. Shout out to all my friends there on the film. And anyhow, it was also Oscars week, right? So big congratulations to all the Oscars winners. We got to see a couple people pre-win. So while we were at the gifting suite 2 days before in Hollywood, some of the nominees came through and we were able to gift them some of these items. So if you're a brand and you want to get your brand in front of your product, in front of people who are up for awards and who have a certain level of followership online and are visible and can help push your brand, reach out to us because we're always looking for new startups and amazing, exciting brands. Want to give a shout out to a couple people, Lena Laced. She was one of the big stars there. You know, she's got CBD homegrown. When I mean homegrown, she picks the actual ingredients around her garden and puts it into, you know, a swirl and mix of love, if you will. But CBD helps kind of relax the muscles, and it's really great for the skin. And my skin's looking better as I started to use it the last few weeks. So shout out to her. The Leadership Movement, shout out to Dr. Dina. Ungun, shout out to Dr. Marty, a lot of doctors. Premier Accounting, Christina, thank you for coming all the way out from Alabama to help. And we had Casey Creative Candle Company. Their candles smell so great. We're going to do a What's in the Bag video, and I'll clip it up on my personal Capricorn Media, and we'll put it up on the Startup with Monique Leray so you can see what's in the swag bag. And I think I might have a celebrity guest help me open the bag and play with the goodies inside. So you guys stay tuned for that so you can kind of, you know, get the backstory for each brand. And I want to give them a little bit more shine and show you what's in the bag. So a shout out to Chris Moore and Monique Moore. I went to high school with Chris Moore, and they've been together for a long time, and they have cultivated a beautiful brand that is healthy, natural, beautiful, amazing. And that's More Culinary Services. And they're around the IE, Orange County, LA, and San Diego areas. And I think just everywhere, SoCal. So holler at More Culinary. Save Our Jewels. Thank you so much, TR Moore, for coming all the way out from Atlanta and hanging out and assisting us. But she's got that non-toxic, beautiful product for women that, you know, can help kind of save your life and get you away from chemicals. Bill Out, Bill Bonds, shout out to Laurel. Thank you for including yourself in the bag and being a contributor. He's helping the community and people, you know, get out of jail if you have found yourself in that predicament and you need to get out and you don't have all the money. They can help you, and they make custom bail bond arrangements for you and your family. Ivy Moon Organics, shout out to Lisa in Boston. She was on our show a few weeks back, and she just started this brand at home. She's a mother with a little baby, and she's found time to start up. So thank you for putting those beautiful creams, body butters in the bags. People loved it. You could smell it. It was beautiful. And we'll be including you in what's in the bag. Shout out to Christy C. Bus. Thank you, Christy. She's got some beautiful skincare as well. Very high line, very signature. And we're excited to be a part of your brand launching and relaunching. You're going to be coming up with something new for that. So we'll keep you posted. Aura Rainwater. Good for the soul. And they came out and were one of the the Shining Stars as well. And I think it was his first time here in California. He loves it. So anytime I can bring someone up here from the South or wherever they are and come and love California and feel free and feel like they can launch their brand, I'm in support of that. Of course, Michael Silberg Family Wines. Leah, are you on the line? She's probably there. Hi, Leah.
Hi, how's it going?
Welcome back to the show.
In the car lately.
That's okay. You know, I did most of my shows last year in the car. So love to see your smiling face. We were just doing a little shout out to the swag bag participants. So you don't mind hanging out while we finish this up, do you?
Not at all. I was actually writing down a lot of these contributors. You know, I'd love to collab and try their products out. So,
absolutely.
I mean, it's exciting. Exciting
I'll tag
stuff.
You. I think I have one on Instagram. And in the swag bag, if you just look at the hashtags on the bottom of the post, I'll at you so to make sure that you get it. But it's a beautiful poster. It looks like this. I'm so organized. I got my little tabs on it. I'm a nerd, guys.
Nice.
All right. Speaking of Michael Solberg, we have a little rosé. Cheers.
Yay. Woo. Cheers. I've got my water since. Okay.
I love driving. It. You're driving. Yeah. Not needing the Bell Bondsman, right? Well, we love you, Laurel. We always need you, but.
Right.
All right. We also have Life Vac.
I'm with you in spirit, literally.
That's right. That's right. And you know what? We had Life Vac. They came and showed out and gave an amazing, it's an apparatus that helps you if you're choking. So you don't have to like do the Heimlich or throw yourself against the table. I have some in the back here. We're going to do a what's in the bag. I saved a couple so that we can get one to my firefighter friend and to do the what's in the bag video. So if you see them back there, they're in the yellow. We'll be doing that soon. Beautiful butterfly. Shout out to Kiva Napper. She is a lupus thriver, as she calls herself, and she's doing a march for lupus, and she's really elevating that community there in Greensboro, North Carolina, and worldwide. That's the hub. Thank you for your support. Also, Strands Hydro Curls. Shout out to our girl Tanya at Strands. She just got on some state committee or government committee for barbering and cosmetology. Don't be mad that I just quoted the title, but shout out to you, Tanya. We'll have to get that proper title. I think we gave you a shout out on our Instagram on the Start with Monique LeRae. Mantra Mask. They have CBD properties in their mask, and I get to try mine when I have time down. Superbad. Yes. If you are a cannabis lover, we've got Superbad. And thank you so much, guys. That was a team that came from Vegas, and they were awesome. They were another one of the superstars. Their booth was clean and sleek and amazing. Swiminista, who will be here at 4:30 to talk to us about her brand. Swiminista, thank you so much. Corky's Nuts, thank you for the love there. Asili Body Works, their creams were amazing. And cute little jars that you guys did. Thank you for the give for the swag bag. I want you guys to know, don't feel like you're not getting any visibility. A lot, oftentimes people take these things home, they play around in the bag, they want to see what's in there, they share it with their friends. Give these influencers and celebrities time to really enjoy your products. Don't give up, follow up, work on your press release. I tell a lot of my brands, if you don't know how to do an EPK, reach out to me and I will help you gain visibility. I have a couple brands who have made it to the next level, and they've taken some advice from me and guidance, and they've really done well. Shout out to BB's Heaven and Hell Seasoning. He's one of them. Shout out to Archery Jewelry. She's one of them. She was just in Vanity Fair, UK. So I can't take full credit, but I definitely can get you in the right direction and start you up. Don't leave us, Leo. We're coming right back. Jewelry on a Budget, a.k.a. Danielle Davis. Thank you so much. Beautiful costume jewelry pieces that you can use, you know, whenever you're going out. You don't have to wear your fine jewelry out if it's just for dress up or a cocktail party and you want to still make a splash. She does really great costume jewelry on a budget, and she's a really brand new startup, like during the pandemic startup. Fund FC, Cheryl Williams, thank you for coming out from Austin. And people really loved your vision. And I think Matt Saroff and you hooked up and connected and some other people, right? So thank you for coming out. Glam B, another superstar. Lash Bitch, Glam B, right? Out of Washington State. Shout out to Nicole and William. They came up. Their booth was beautiful, pink and black. They were on top of it. G1, they were in the bag. Thank you for the shirts. That's going to be going in the What's in the Bag video very soon. La Casa Del Camino, shout out to Felton and his team. One of my favorite hangouts here in Laguna, guys. If you know me, I'm at Rooftop Bar all the time enjoying that beautiful view of Catalina Island, Long Beach, and Laguna, of course. He's got great rooms, great views for your future staycation. So check him out, La Casa Del Camino on Instagram. I think it's La Casa LB, but go ahead and search him. You'll see. I am exclusive. Shout out to Darian and her team out of Vegas. You still win the best mask of the year. She's got beautiful black and turquoise embroidered, blammed face mask. It says, I am an exclusive. I am exclusive, and it's spelled different. Xclusyve, exclusive, all right? Archery Jewelry, shout out to you. You made a sale. Someone was begging for your ring. She was funny about the energy of the ring, and no one could touch it, and she knew what she wanted, and she wanted you, and we gave it to her, and we, you know, we didn't give it to her, but she purchased the ring, and thank you so much. Archery Jewelry spelled the Swedish way, right? With two L's. So check her out. Archery and then jewelry with the extra L in there. Tampon Tribe. Non-toxic tampons. Right up my alley. Thank you so much, guys, for your very gracious and generous give for everybody in the bag. Absinthia had a blast. She drove down from Oakland like last minute. She was a road warrior. Her and her team, thank you so much for coming through. And your beautiful setup, it's like this greenish prom dress she had on that matched the drinks. It was awesome. I feel like I might have been missing somebody. Please don't be mad at me, guys. It's been a long little bit. Thank you, everybody that was in the swag bag, all right? I'll be following up with you guys this week for the things that I promised that I would get you, and we'll make that happen. Oh, Profanity Paraffins, thank you so much for your generous give and beautiful candles that use a little naughty words. Launched during a pandemic, they were a standout star as well. Shout out to my friend Chef Corey. She just won season 19 of Hell's Kitchen, so it was an exciting weekend for her. She's going to be the head chef running the Lake Tahoe location. I have an article, kind of just flashbacking to when I first had her on the show in the studio. But I think it was like February or March of 2020, right before everything shut down. So Sean Antonio was there, life coach Sean Antonio, and Corey's partner Ian was there too. So check that out on one of my stories somewhere, Facebook, Instagram. Shout out to Chef Corey though, and Hell's Kitchen and the whole crew and team. And I think I've got another Hell's Kitchener coming on the show soon. So thank you guys. Leah, did we lose you?
No, I'm just here listening. That's great. I mean, congratulations to everybody and all their successes. I love hearing these stories and how people are, you know, leveling up and continuing, you know, on their entrepreneurial dreams. You know, it's like, if that's what you want, you know, that's great that you're getting it. So
that's right. You know, I think too, more than ever, it feels really good to just be out and amongst people, do it in a safe way, and have your brand be received. And, oh, excuse me, you know, we got spring allergies going on around here. I think people really,
it's Zoom time.
Thank you. You know, it's a shot in the arm. You've done a bunch of these with me, so you know the feeling pre-pandemic. But just to go, oh, signs of life. Hi, you're here. And a lot of people, they launched this in their kitchen in a time of distress. I mean, Lena Lace just started mixing up body butters in her kitchen. And, you know, how do you feel? Do you feel like we're going to start coming back here soon? How's it been for the winemakers?
Well, I mean, parts of the country have been kind of open the entire time, like, and certain parts of the country have just been totally shut down. I will say, you know, a lot of the on-premise, which is restaurant accounts, just have, like, you know, they're suffering. So if you can support your local favorite hotspot to eat, a lot of times you can support your local favorite winery or California winery or Italian, whoever you like. With those restaurants by purchasing a bottle of wine to go. That's been kind of a loophole that's been by the government on a lot of states. I think it's state to state still, but that they're able to still sell wine in that way through the restaurants. And then, you know, with the retail market, that still stayed pretty solid because, you know, people need to still go to the store, buy groceries while you're there, buy some wine, because why not? It's COVID.
Why not? No, you make a good point. I think in the beginning, I was like, all right, I definitely have to eat at the taco place. Like, I was doing takeout with my favorite little local spots more days of the week than I should. And I like to cook at home. But I realized I had to do something. You know, I'm on the startup. I want to practice what I preach. And also, I love their food. And, you know, then you put on the pandemic pounds, and you're like, I can't have tacos and rice and beans like 3 times a week. That's out of control. Like, right. So get the to-go wine. Get some vegetables.
Yeah.
You know, rotate it out. So, you know, let's talk about what you foresee for Michael Silber Family. And let's see, we're in May now. So going into your birthday next month, and she's a Gemini, guys. She's awesome.
Don't hold it against me.
You're a summer baby. What are our goals for Michael Silber? What can we expect from you guys coming down the pike?
Well, we just launched another label called Swan Song. It's already in Florida. It's going to also be, Kansas is looking at it right now, Tennessee. A few other states. So that's launching right now. So by fourth quarter, we hope to have that really up and going. We've also been working on our shopping cart. So you'll be able to get Swan Song and Michael Silberg wines on our cart. With the Swan Song, it's going to be a lot more SKUs. So you're not just going to have the Chardonnay, the Merlot, and the Cabernet Sauvignons. That will, you know, be on there, but we're going to have more centralized, like a Paso Cabernet and a Central Coast Merlot and a Monterey Chardonnay, as well as there'll be a Rosé, there'll be Pinot Gris. So you'll have a lot more opportunities to expand your palate and try new things. And this is all, we've recently moved the facility all the way down to Napa from Sonoma. So we're not in Sonoma anymore. That's where we originated. Healdsburg, okay. California, but we're actually now in Napa. So,
Napa proper.
Yeah.
Okay.
Napa, you know, proper. Yep.
Sonoma's fun. It's a different vibe. Napa's fun. It's just about the vibe, but as long as Solberg's around, we will go to wherever we need to go. So,
right.
Congratulations.
Right. Well, thank you. Yeah. And then we're working with the Capo Kenya with WWE Carmella, and she's on Total Divas as well. I think she's starting a podcast.
Great.
As well with her significant other. Nice. So that should be interesting. They'll be talking about relationships over wine, and that will be a great segue for Capo, which will be turning to Kappa Kenya here in a few months due to trademark stuff. So look for that change to Kappa, not Kappa.
Kappa Kenya. That's still a boss bitch as far as, oh, sorry, guys, but we heard the show.
Right. All right. In Italian, you know, but
in Italia,
more feminine spelling to it as well. So, yeah.
Change is good. And, you know, I'm loving that you have your cart that's going to have more SKUs in it, mm-hmm. because right now we're easing into the late spring, early summer, and have those different flavors going. People are going to be firing up their grill, and you're going to be doing different things with vegetables on the grill, maybe. Or I'm a Beyond Meat person. Maybe you're going to put some ribs on there, shrimp on the barbie, burgers, pork, whatever you guys do. This rosé, guys, it looks feminine, but it's a brosé. It's not a rosé.
Yeah.
It looks feminine, but you can drink this with a steak, right, Leah?
Yeah. I mean, it really goes for, I mean, and that's really all of our wines. They're geared for most palates. It's so you can bring it to the table and everybody's going to enjoy it. They're very fruit forward. It's what you expect from like a California wine. And with, you know, the Swan Song, we're not just going to have one white. We'll have, you know, three others to choose from. And so you're not just pigeoned into always choosing red. I feel like we've got a lot more red going on a lot of times than we do with the whites. So that's just really exciting to kind of expand that palette out. And with your cooking, you know, you can enjoy a lot more varietals. So
good. The lighter side of Solberg.
Right. And, you know, if anybody's ever interested in doing their own branding, like restaurants or businesses, let's say, you know, you're a real estate broker and you want to give some gifts that are awesome. I mean, why not give wine? And we can customize some labels for you and make it your very own. Same with restaurants. If you're looking for branding your own varietals, you know, we are your team to do that. So please reach out to us or anybody, really. If you have a party, a birthday, a wedding, we are really able to facilitate those kind of great products for you to make it unique and special for the day or whatever you're doing. Yeah.
I buckle up, Leah, asking it is given, because I know a lot of people. Sweet. I'm going to email you the names. We have a couple influencers and celebrities that were like, hell yeah, I want to do my own wine.
Right.
And a lot of people have been locked up in all this. Of course, there's going to be like, you know, a hot girl summer, hot guy summer, but there's also people who are going to get booed up, right? I mean, we're going to have a pregnancy boom, probably. You're going to have, you know, bridal showers. And I feel like it's going to be a whole lot of roaring 20s around here, like in every way.
I feel like that too. I do too. Yeah.
So that's good.
Coming out of this pandemic. Absolutely.
That's right. You know, look amazing.
History tends to repeat itself.
That's true. It's true. But you look great. Obviously, you're drinking Michael Solberg family wines, the reverse ritual. And you're like, what are you doing in quarantine? You look like you've lost a lot. Like, what's going on?
I mean, and right back at you, you look fantastic. I've been meaning to tell you that the entire time. I just, you know, you're beautiful. And
I miss you, by the way. You're one of my best friends, and I miss you so much.
I miss you too. I miss you so much. You know, I've been doing yoga, honestly.
Really? Is that the key to it?
Yeah, and, you know, just kind of eating right, taking care of myself, and
hot. You know, go, girl.
Moving the body, you know, just trying to stay active. So, you know,
I got to do yoga, but you know what? I'm too frisky. I need a little more like. I got a spin bike out here. I just had one of the kids put up, one of my friend's kids put this up for me. So I think I'm a little more like noise and motion. I don't know if I could still, maybe it's, I got ADD. I don't know.
I got to hit up Cork Yoga for one of those mats. I've been meaning to do that.
Oh, shout out to Cork Yoga.
That's right. Cork Yoga.
There's a retreat in Portugal she's doing actually. So link up with her on Facebook. And order one of those mats. But yeah, guys, there's a mat out there that's made of pure cork. And Christine, shout out to Christine. Hi, Christine. Hi Christine's family. She's amazing. Her and her family went to Portugal. You guys, this is another startup story that's so cool. Yeah. Christine and her family went to Portugal, and they were going through a rough time, and they just wanted a reprieve. And they got not just a reprieve, but a second home. And she now does mats for yoga out of cork. And, you know, she gets it off the tree. It's like this whole thing. She helps support families in that community and creating jobs. And she fell in love with the community. And she's doing a yoga retreat in Portugal later this year. I signed up to go. I need to do that. So maybe you're going to come too, Leah.
I would love to. I'm game. I've got my passport.
I mean, as long as I got Wi-Fi, we could do the show in Portugal. But anyway.
Right.
Let's get back on track. Everybody, just a little bit about, like, you know, the passion that goes behind the wine. I mean, it says Michael Solberg on the label, and we see a Leah, right? The face of the brand. So we've got six more minutes, but can, in case people didn't catch your shows, you've been on here many times, share a little, you know, of why you're the face of the brand and what you bring to the brand.
All right. Well, I grew up in, you know, the wine community of Sonoma County in Healdsburg. My dad originally started Michael Solberg, originally started as a distributor up in Oregon, and then moved down to Healdsburg with his community of winemakers that he had been working with for a few years at that point. He decided to team up with Chip Leith of Leith Winery and Brandt Family Wines and started making a Cabernet Sauvignon is what our original launch was. And then from there, we expanded out to a Merlot, Chardonnay. At various times, we've had other varietals such as Sauvignon Blancs and Rosés. But really, it was my father that started the business. And in 2011, after I'd been working with them for about 10 years, traditionally, you know, not just as the kid, you know, scraping labels down at the warehouse and just helping out, you know, officially.
Yeah. Oh, we lost some volume, guys.
Sorry.
Oh, no.
And so, just the passion and a love for just wine and just how it brings families together and the community of it all. And then growing up within that, just really knowing that I was going to carry on that legacy, I thought it would be alongside my father. And unfortunately, in 2011, he passed away. And so I had to kind of carry on without him and just take the knowledge that he had given me at that point and expand upon that and just really stick with our mission statement. And that's really making great tasting wines at everyday prices, you know, right. Just because, you know, you want to drink a bottle of wine doesn't mean it has to cost, you know, $40, you know, to do so. It can be a good bottle of wine and it could be, you know, $10 to $15. So that's kind of our goal, especially with the Michael Solberg SKUs. With Swan Song, we're going to have some more elevated price lines. But, you know, there will be a span for everybody. It will go across.
There you go.
So,
and you have pop-up. Yeah. Coming, that's you know, and I think that that's really great that you're honoring your father's legacy while making it approachable and continuing it. And you've really done a great job of just through this rough time, guys. You know, she's a mother too. I mean, so if you're a brand out there and you're going through a tough time or you want to start, it can happen. She's got a full life, not just this brand, just like you. And so she makes time to, you know, to do it. And, you know, she's willing to talk to people who are interested.
Absolutely.
In doing custom labels and falling into the brand. And she's one of those great people, great humans on the planet that wants to give back. But I think that Michael Solberg is going to have the best quarter yet. People are going to, like I said, people are going to be barbecuing, Capo Caña, however we're going to change that. They're going to be great. Swan yeah. Song. If you guys paid
Swan
attention,
song? Yeah, weddings.
If they paid attention 2 years ago to any of our posts on Wine Caterers, Natural Born Psalm, or Michael Solberg, they would have seen that we did custom labels for shout out to Jesse Collins Entertainment, and we did BT Awards, and we did a custom label for them, and it was awesome. And we did a Black Girls Rock custom label, which was awesome, and that was a pleasure to do. And right. We got our feet with that. And so we are willing and able to do, you know, Lee and I are partnered on this through Natural Born Psalm and the Wine Caterers, which is my distribution and wine placement channels. And so we are partnered and ready to take that on. If you are a brand, like you said, if there's an event or they want to do like a custom label, let's go. Yeah. Where can people find you?
You can find me at our handle, Michael's Family Wines, basically on any platform. I think Solberg Wines on TikTok, if you're interested. And
fun
then
time
got, there. Michael Solberg Wines at gmail.com. So you can reach out to me directly. I see most of those emails that go through that channel. So and reach out to us online. Via email. I mean, we're more than happy to answer any questions. I'm more than happy to answer any questions and help, you know, people do what they love. And, you know, and if that's wine, then I'm here to help. So
I love it. Leah, I love seeing your face.
You were right back at you.
Text messages, you know, about next week. And I hope that you can make it.
The CASA. Yes. Which is near and dear to my heart. The CASA thing.
That too, but the other right. thing, the girls' weekend thing.
Well, oh,
we
yeah,
don't
yeah.
this on the streets here. We'll talk about it later.
right.
I got to swim out of here. I got Swiminista coming up next.
All right. Bon voyage.
Bon voyage, Michael Solberg Family Wines. You guys, check out Leah on Instagram, TikTok. She's a star on TikTok, Twitter, and all the other brand outlets, Michael Solberg Family Wines. Up next, we have Swimminista. I'm completely frozen. I hope we're okay. Rolling, are we still good? All right. So next up, we have Swimminista. Swimminista, are you here? Hello. All right, guys, we're having a technical moment. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
Guys, we're having a technical moment, but we're back. Give me one moment and let me turn myself around. Ronan, do you see me? Can you hear me? Are we still going? It was so good to see Leah Solberg, guys. Yes, it was so good. Okay, great.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
All right, you gotta love technology, guys, but I'm here and we're gonna get this train back on the tracks. Give me 1 second and let's see if we can turn this around and get my next guest on. While I'm doing this, guys, make sure you go check out Michael Solberg Family Wines on Instagram. And yeah, that would be great. All right, let's see what we can do. How about I just turn it around and we just turn this thing around? How about that? All right, we'll do it this way, guys. All right. Ronan, I think we have another guest. Andrea, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Oh, I'm just having fun with my technical difficulties.
Well, I'm loving your whole hat. I want to get a hat. I need a hat.
Yeah. You know what? It's in celebration belated for Kentucky Derby because I didn't get to Derby last weekend.
Okay, I'm going to grab a hat.
Grab a hat. This is a fun show, guys. We don't really care. We just do what we need to do and it gets done. Shout out to, like I said, Michael Solberg Family Wines, guys. Go on Instagram, check her out, and follow her. She's also really fun on TikTok. She's mastered TikTok.
How's the hat?
Andrea, I love your hat. It matches perfect. Amazing. So thank you so much for being here. And
thanks
you
for having me.
Well, you're welcome. And I saved one so we could do a what's in the bag segment for TikTok and Instagram.
Cool.
So tell everybody who you are and what is Swimminista.
Okay, I'm Andrea Bernholtz, and Swimminista is a chic eco problem solving swimwear brand for women. I took all the problems that we all have with our swimwear, like it hurts your neck, it's not supportive, it doesn't fit right. I made adjustable swimwear. I added little sexy touches to it. I made it all out of recycled materials like plastic bottles, all of our packaging, the materials, everything.
Wow. So you did problem solve here. So you're also a hero, part hero. We got it. Yeah. With good hat game. Copy that. You know, you're the second brand this week that I did a deep dive with because, you know, Oscars week, you can go around the booth and talk to everybody. And we had Superbad from Vegas. And I have one of their t-shirts. And they said it was made out of plastic bottles also. Can you explain to us how you did that? You guys, by the way, this is a cute little Swimminista bag that gives you a sample of their fabric.
Well, no, actually, open that up, girl. It's a multi-purpose. What I like to do is I like to take one product and have a lot of different ways to use it, right? Like I have a band-out top and it has a crisscross in the back or a bra strap. You can wear it all different ways. So I like to, you know, I have bottoms that are called our smart bottom and they adjust on the side, ruching on the butt. So you can wear and do adjust things. So when the pandemic first hit, I thought, well, it's not going to last long, right?
We all thought that. I thought, here we are in our kitchen or whatever.
Right. So I didn't want to make a mask that would be obsolete. So I wanted to make it useful. So what I did was I made a mask that has adjustability.
Oh.
And it has multiple uses. So you can use it as a headband. You can hear, I'll do a little tutorial for you. So
tutorial because I'm yes.
So what I like to do is I like to just have my scarf just on because it's cute, right?
And you're a cowgirl.
Then when you're in and out of stores or whatever, you always have it. It doesn't hurt behind your ears. So then you can wear it as your mask, right?
Wow.
And you can adjust it with that tie in the back. So whatever fits. And then you can wear it as a headband. You know, and I thought, well, when the pandemic's over, everyone can still, you know, have something useful. So you've got a cool headband.
Wow.
Or you can wear it as a headband like this too, you know, like the full Coachella vibe.
Little hippie vibes, little stoner.
Right. Okay, so that was the whole idea behind the mask. And the mask is also made out of recycled materials.
Wow. So, Andrea, I mean, you've really outdone yourself, girlfriend. Okay.
Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. So I want you to know everybody was excited about it. And the quality, when I first got them here, I was like, wow, you know, you really put a lot of love in it. And to know that it's high quality and you save some bottles, I mean, is it more expensive for a brand to do that? Can you tell us if another startup brand wants to
It is very expensive, to be quite honest. And all of my packaging, all of my bags, boxes, everything is compostable and or recyclable. So everything is more money. And, you know, when you're weighing out dollars and cents, it really does start to add up. But I looked at it from a cause, you know, like first I want to make women happy. I want to make them feel confident. I want to make them secure. I want them to put a suit on and say, oh my God, I've never felt so good before. Wow, this fits. Wow, you problem solved. Then on top of that, you know, I had to do a little love, give back to Mother Nature. So I thought as soon as, you know, when you go into it with certain intentions, then I think you reap the rewards later. So I might not be making the margins that maybe other brands want to make or need to make right away, but in the long run, it'll pay off.
I love that you have some soul to your brand. And now that we know the ingredients in your brand, I'm more prone to support things like that. You know, that you didn't just go for the money. You went for, you know, what was good for the whole overall cause. Guys, if you want to support a women-owned brand that gives back and is doing the right thing, and she's kind of cool and she's got style. And Swiminista is the brand. We're going to tag her and all of that. So what do you foresee in this? I guess we're now in the second quarter. I mean, it's May already. What do you foresee for Swiminista and what do you have coming up next?
Well, it's been really wonderful now that the floodgates have opened and we're selling like crazy. I'm getting so many wonderful, you know, feedback from all these women. I just did a series of trunk shows at the Four Seasons in Hawaii at the different islands there. And it's so great when people, you know, they get my message. They put it on and they like want it in every color. They love it. They're happy. You know, they want to see more colors, more prints, more caftans, you know, all in all, more and more and more and more and more. So I also have a Mommy and Me collection with the little girls line. And it's all done in leopard. So cute. And so what's going forward to a long way to segue to answer your question. I've got another collaboration that I'm doing with Christian Lacroix, who does amazing prints. So I have another collection coming out this summer. I've got more styles coming out. I've got an extended kids collection coming out. And then down the pipeline, because, you know, I'm already into the next year designing, you know.
Have to be with fashion, right? You have to be.
So I've got other caftans coming. I've got more styles coming. You know, everything's pretty cheeky in general. So I am bringing out a little short and I'm also bringing out some fuller coverage. You know, okay. I think women look sexier, you know, with smaller on the back, not super tiny necessarily, but you know, I can't be everything to everyone, but I'd like to be a lot of things to a lot of women. So I'm expanding some of our styles and assortments too.
And, you know, let's be honest, guys, a lot of us have a little pandemic pounds we have to get over first.
Oh, yeah. I have these high rise bottoms that like suck you in that I am just, you know, I never wore high rise before, but now I swear by them. I don't think I can.
With a nice hat and like a little dip and some pearls and a cocktail, whatever. Let's go.
Right?
Give them like a little Bridge of Bordeaux. You know, we can do a little old Hollywood.
Exactly. Exactly.
I love this. So, you know, Andrea, I think if you have a good black onesie, I'm on board. So we got to find it or a darker colored onesie.
I have a black onesie. It's called the Cheerful. I swear, I think I've cut that into production 5 different times now. It sells out like crazy. It looks so good on so many women. I did this campaign called Self Love, and I did from size extra small to extra large, women of different colors, ages, sizes, everything in the same little black bathing suit. And it is looks amazing on everyone. And it's called our Cheerful One Piece. It's so great. I wanted people to see, like, you know, I do a lot of, like our social has a lot of real women, and I wanted to show real women, and it's very cool. And I love to see women feel empowered.
You know, I love this. Let's do this. Let's have you back. I want you to come in studio. Our studios are in Sherman Oaks, and I just got an email that we're going to be back in the studio very soon.
Cool.
So what I'd like you to do, and I want you to come back, and we'll give you the whole show, and I want you to bring a model in some, maybe in a bathing suit or two.
Yeah.
And let's do this, let's blow this out, because it'll be perfect timing for the summer. And I think, you know, people need a new bathing suit. Honestly, we're in our house all year, you guys. Like, it's time to check out Swimminista and support women-owned brands that are supporting the environment. And, you know, where do you see the swim trends going into the next year, since you've kind of got a looking glass, right? So what do you
think? I do have a looking glass, but to be completely honest, like some of the trend reports and some of the things that are kind of getting traction, I don't really care for. So I really just design for what I think generally women would like. You know, I think there's certain styles that aren't flattering, and if they're not really flattering on the quote unquote, you know, perfect little body, I don't know that it's going to translate to other women. I don't know that they're going to feel comfortable. You know, I still think bold colors, the fuchsias and the oranges and you know, big saturated blues, you know, those are always going to be really strong. The high rise is not going away at all. You know, cheeky is still going strong. Those things are always going to be a constant. And, you know, the triangle top is a mainstay. You know, like what we did with our triangle top, we added a little twist to it. We added some hardware, but we made it adjustable over your shoulders and also around the back. So, and then nothing ties around your neck. You can also crisscross it with a little clasp that we have on our hardware. But like some styles that like a lot of crisscrossing and that look a little complicated, I think some women are going to have a hard time with it. And I don't want to, you know, cause any drama. When you're trying swimsuits, it's difficult enough, you know, it's stressful enough without trying to figure out how to put it on. So I try to keep things kind of simple, even though like I was saying, my styles are adjustable, but it's pretty easy to figure it all out.
Well, you're coming from a great place. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say also the one thing that I have seen that I'm going to incorporate down the road next year is like a little swim short. I think there's a lot of women that want to still be sexy, but they kind of want some coverage, or they're playing with their kids and they don't want their tushes hanging out. And also the long sleeve with a zipper to kind of keep sun off of yourself. That's also something that's a trend, at least that I'm inventing.
I like the long sleeve.
I'm bringing it in.
Well, we have the Pacific breeze at night, so I think a good long sleeve, you know, later on in the afternoon is good for us. You know, you're coming from a place of like answering problems as far as the technical part of putting a suit on, which I like, because I don't really think about those problems until I put the suit back on again. Like, oh my God, I remember that this one hurts right here. It's tight, or it makes my, or there's a poof, or so I love that you're really coming from a place of fixing things and getting an answer for ladies. So another reason why, guys, you got to get Swimminista. I'm going to find the little black onesie and I'm going to buy it from you and wear it. So please make me do that and don't let me forget. We're all busy people, but I want that one, and I will have to take some photos. Where can people find Swimminista if they want to check out your collection?
Well, check out the collection at swimminista.com. That's spelled swim, I-N-I-S-T-A. The name comes from, you know, fashionista, swimminista. So if you're a fashionista or like fashion at all, you'll love Swimminista. And yeah, you can find us online, swimminista.com. And right now we're having a 20% off sale for Mother's Day, but you don't have to be a mom. You don't even have to have a heart. No, I'm kidding.
You don't have to be a mom yet. Maybe one day.
You know, I'm a mom later in life, so it can happen to the best of us. No.
TikTok, Andrea. I'm on a couple eggs left, I think, girlfriend. We'll see.
All right. Well, we will see you in the studio. And hey, you know what? It only takes one egg, right?
That's it, right? We're only one egg success story. Oh, my gosh. Stay awesome. Thank you so much for dealing with the technical. Let's have you back in studio. I want to see
you. I would love to have you. So fun.
You have to. And by the way, you match our colors. Like, your orange is like LA Talk Radio.
I know, LA. Right? Honestly, that was a mistake. I love orange.
You did right. I'm the red outlining on the bottom.
There All you right, go. You guys. We're like the dream team.
We are. And you're coming with, and we can't wait to have you. Shout out to Swimminista. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your generous and classy, very beautiful give. Shout out to your whole team. Thank you. And we will be back with you soon. And thank you again, Andrea. I'm going to do my closing remarks, and we'll see you really soon.
Right on. Thank you so much. It was such a pleasure.
A pleasure. See you soon.
Bye-bye.
All right, you guys. That was Andrea. What is my eyelash doing, you guys? It's like out of control. I was picking the wrong one. All right. This is a real at-home show, I tell you. But you know what? You can't beat the talent. So shout out to Andrea at Swimminista and Leah and Michael Solberg Family Wines. And shout out to Ronan in the background, who's putting up with all this. I don't know what my phone just did, but we are going to be back in the studio and we're going to get back, get things together. And maybe my eyelash will be back on track too. So, all right, guys, listen, I want to just give a shout out to the La Casa del Camino here in Laguna. Rooftop bar, as the sun is starting to get a little warmer outside, people are getting vaccinated, people are, you know, feeling a little more comfortable to come out. You know, they're still wearing their masks, but if you need a staycation or somewhere local here in Laguna, La Casa del Camino is a great staycation spot. And you know, shout out to, like I said, all of our supporters with the swag bag. Thank you so much. Thank you, Wow Creations. I know the brothers are on this channel as well. You guys did great. Everybody that showed up and traveled during this pandemic, I know it's stressful and hard, but you're showing your true entrepreneurial spirit. And thanks again. So listen, we're doing the Emmys gifting suite in September. It's going to be September 17th in Hollywood. If you have a startup brand, if you're interested, please reach out to me. My email is capaquariusmedia@gmail.com. You can find me on Instagram, Monique Lorray, at Monique Lorray Stinson, LoreStinson. Or you can find me on Cap Aquarius Media, CAP Aquarius Media, so Capricorn and Aquarius. I'm on the cusp. And you can also find me on the Startup with Monique Lorray on Instagram. And as always, a shout out to Lady Ray J in St. Louis. How are you, Lady Ray J? All right. I think she's going to be streaming us on the Roku channel, which is a huge accomplishment. So shout out to all the big things you're doing there out there in St. Louis on TOKOVL Radio. And I always ask you this every week, guys. So I'll be live from Las Vegas. We'll be with Rosalind Cashmere. She's a child author and a teacher and an entrepreneur. And we will be live from the pool in Vegas next weekend. All right, guys, have a good day. And as usual, what we start up today. Have a good one. Be well.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Lorray, only on LA Talk Radio.